You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is hard to believe, but spring training 2017 is right around the corner, just about a week or so away, and the defending champs ready to go back-to-back in 2017. We're joined right now by Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, we thank you as always for the time. What we're going to do today is just kind of run down some spring training superlatives, if you will, and kind of pinpoint one or two players that fit each criteria to see where the defending champions stand as they head into spring training to get ready for the 2017 season. So, Kerry, let's start here. Let's start with a guy that, in your opinion, is going to be the biggest difference maker on the team. That's not to say the best player or the most talented, but the guy that could simply make the biggest difference for the Cubs here in 2017. Who would that player be for you?
I guess the way I looked at this was, what will be different for the Cubs this year in terms of after last year? And really the biggest thing is they're going to be looking for a new leadoff man. Madden is projecting Kyle Schwarber as that guy. Filling Dexter Fowler's spot is going to be really hard. Fowler was their leader in terms of on-base percentage. He really set the tone. He set the mood in the clubhouse. So let's see who's batting first when opening day comes.
Yeah, that's going to be a major, major storyline all throughout spring training. Maybe Schwarber's the guy. Maybe they go in a different direction, but something to keep an eye on for sure as opening day 2017 approaches. Kerry, topic number two, in terms of a guy that might surprise, now this could mean a guy that could find his way unexpectedly onto the 25-man opening day roster, or a guy that has a solid spot on that roster but could have a breakout season. So with those two criteria in mind, who is one guy you would select for this?
Well, I am sort of leaning towards Albert Almora Jr. because he's going to be called. He's projected as starting in center field and sharing kind of platooning in center with John Jay, who they acquired. The last year was a really crazy year for Albert. He got married. He was promoted to the big leagues for the first time. He welcomed his first child, and then he ends up scoring the tie-breaking run in Game 7 of the World Series. So it's kind of just a whirlwind for him. But he comes into camp now sort of knowing that he belongs a little more, and that's really going to help him. They're not expecting Almora to fill Fowler's spot at the number one spot in the lineup, but they are hoping to take advantage of his defensive work and have him take over in center field. And Jay is there to guide him and to mentor him.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting season for him. Like you said, a great year on and off the field, apparently, for Mr. Almora Jr., and he could play a very big role for the Cubs here in 2017. Kerry, topic number three, you know, every team, regardless of their record or their status, you know, has that one, maybe more than one, star player or, you know, face of the franchise. So who would you identify as that particular star player or face of the franchise? And in terms of their status, is it a guy, you know, entering his prime, in his prime, on the other side of his prime? How would you kind of assess all that for the Cubs?
If you word it that way, as the face of the franchise, I would lean more towards Anthony Rizzo. But the player that I'm kind of focusing on to watch will be Chris Bryant. It'll be really fun to see what he can do next. He wins the Minor League Player of the Year. He's then next year he's named Rookie of the Year. Then the next year he's the MVP. So obviously there was no problem with any sophomore jinx for this guy. And what I like is that when we talked to Bryant in January at the Cubs convention, he's already done some research as to how pitchers were approaching him. And so he knows what he needs to do to change. So he's going to be, he felt that pitchers were pitching more inside and he pulled the ball more. And I looked up his numbers. Of all the home runs that he hit last year, he only hit one to right field. So I guess what he's feeling he needs to do is sort of hit the ball more to right. And that will be, it'll be interesting to see if he can do that to sort of counter what pitchers are going to do. Because obviously pitchers are going to make an adjustment to try and get this guy out.
Oh, no question. And like you said, he's had a first couple years in the majors that rivals, you know, any first couple in the history of baseball. You rattled off all the accomplishments and a world title to boot. And it's frightening to think that for everything he did accomplish last year, for as good as he already is, if he can tap into that opposite field power, look out. I mean, sky is the absolute limit for Chris Bryant in 2017. And we'll see what he does for an encore here. Kerry, next topic as we move right along. In terms of the vision of Theo Epstein and company in the front office in terms of, you know, accomplishing short-term goals for the current season and balancing that with the long-term big-picture objectives of the franchise. How would you assess that for the Cubs right now?
Well, I'm actually leaning more towards – I don't think Theo's vision has changed at all. They're still working on building that foundation for sustained success. That's their goal. What I like is Joe Maddon's approach heading into 2017 in that he's been worried and thinking about what his message is going to be to the team. You know, he doesn't want them to become lackadaisical, doesn't want them to be resting on their laurels. So his message, he's told us, is going to be that he wants the players to be uncomfortable. He doesn't want them to just sort of sit back and relax and everything's great. He's still expecting them to be working just as hard. And I'm sure that we'll be seeing more T-shirts. The man is kept his T-shirt company very busy. Things like embrace the target, do simple better, the process is fearless, be present, not perfect. You know, we went through all that. So I'm really anxious to see what he's going to come up with in 2017. Right now, it's be uncomfortable. And that's I think that's an interesting attitude to take.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that for any team in any sport that wins a championship, you have to achieve that balance of, you know, celebrating and, patting yourself on the back because you've earned it. But there comes a point where you have to put that in the rearview mirror, focus on the task at hand. And that is the challenge that awaits the Cubs here in 2017. And, Kerry, in terms of the, you know, I'm using air quotes, the perfect season, that can mean 30 different things for 30 different teams. Obviously, you have teams that are rebuilding, teams that want to get back to .500. The Cubs, obviously, on the complete opposite end of that spectrum. So a perfect season, quote-unquote, for the Cubs would result in what?
Well, it'd be a repeat. Sure. That'd be pretty easy. it'd be kind of interesting because the last time they won the World Series in 1908 actually was they had won in 1907. So they were able to repeat in 1908. So we'll see if they can follow up on that. It'll be interesting. You know, it's going to come down to pitching and defense again. And I know people are going to say what because of their outrageous run differential. But really, they got off to such a good start. You know, 17-5 in April. But their pitching was just so good. Defense was so good. They're going to be a lot better at catcher with Wilson Contreras back there. You know, you've got Jason Hayward, Gold Glove winner. Rizzo is a Gold Glove winner. It's basic fundamental baseball. Let's play good fundamental baseball, and there's a chance they could do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. The defense is going to be there, and you mentioned Hayward. If he can get back to performing offensively the way we know he can, then look out there. He'll become even more of a threat, so we'll see what happens there. Kerry, as we come down the home stretch here, when you look at the 25-man roster as it stands right now, what do you think is the biggest uncertainty on that roster, again, as it stands right here in the beginning of February?
Well, one of the things that the Cubs have talked about is how they want to carry 13 pitchers. And if they decide to go with that many, which I believe they did for the majority of last season, for all of last season, it's going to come down to the, you know, who makes it into the bullpen. With the versatility of their guys, like a Ben Zobrist and Javi Baez, being able to move around, getting put, you know, they have so many versatile pieces in the position players, it's not that hard for them in terms of carrying, you know, do they carry the extra infielder, extra outfielder? You know, that might be a little easier to figure out. But the bullpen's going to be really interesting because they've got some new faces in Koji Uehara. They added Caleb Smith, who's a Rule 5 pick. It's just how these all, you know, Mike Montgomery was projected to start, but now they added Brett Anderson, who's projected for the rotation. So how do all these pieces fit together? That's kind of the fun part of spring training.
Yeah, no question. We know that Joe Maddon loves his versatility, and he's got that in spades with this current roster for the Cubs. We'll see how it all pieces together and what kind of a team they trot out there on opening day come early April. And, Kerry, just to wrap up here, I know people in Chicago, you know, they love their Bears and their Bulls and their Blackhawks, you know, as they should, but you never see people get, you know, romantic or whimsical about, you know, the opening of NFL training camp or about, you know, the first practices for basketball or hockey. Baseball's always different. Spring training is always different. You know, why is that in your eyes? You know, why is there a different attitude and a different feel about spring training as compared to other sports?
I guess it's just because winters are so horrible in Chicago. Maybe that has something to do with it. But you know, I know I look forward to it, but I look forward to it for a different reason. I like watching the minor leaguers. I like watching, seeing how the kids have developed from year to year. And what I think a lot of Cubs fans are looking forward to is, you know, let's see how Addison Russell is a year later. Let's see how Javi Baez is a year later. You know, let's see how these young kids, it's fun. They're so attached to this roster and so attached to these players that they want to see them do well, and they want to see how that, watch them grow up as they're going along, which is something I really enjoy as far as spring training goes. You can watch, you know, pitchers fielding practice for hours and it gets kind of boring, but to watch the kids. There was a time last spring where Dwayne Underwood was put up against Jake Arrieta during a minor league game way in the back fields in Mesa. And just, I mean, Dwayne Underwood really took that outing seriously because he knew that all of the brass from the front office was there to watch. Of course, they're watching Arrieta, but they have Underwood there who's finally getting a chance to have Madden watch him and have some of the other people watch him a little more closely. And he, talking to him after that, he looked at it almost as a game. I mean, that was something that meant a lot to him. So it's just seeing things like that and watching how these guys progress, watching how they interact with the big leaguers. It's to me, that part is nice. Plus, the weather's so darn nice here in Arizona. You know, it's just, I've always tell my husband, as soon as I see the first flakes of snow, that I'm ready to go. So I think a lot of it has to do with that.
Yeah, I agree. I hear that answer a lot, especially from teams, you know, the reporters we talk to in your division in the NL Central, that the winters are long and brutal, and when spring rolls around and you have a chance to get down to Florida or Arizona, whatever the case may be, you're on that first flight and nobody can blame you there. Kerry Muscat, great stuff as always. Enjoy your time. We'll do it again next week for sure. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.